The College Cost Reduction Act is being called the most sweeping education reform since the GI Bill. It'll cut the interest rate on student loans in half, eventually down to 3.8%. 8th District Representative Steve Kagan voted for the act. He says it'll also make more students eligible for Pell Grants, and people who choose careers in public service, like teaching or police work, would have their loans forgiven after 10 years on the job. Kagan says it's done through bypassing private lenders.
We're moving a $20 billion profit away from privatization of our higher education and moving that money back into the pockets of students.
That includes Sarah Dujinsky. She's a UW Green Bay student with an eye on law school. With a lighter debt load, Dujinsky says she may be able to go directly to grad school instead of working a few years to pay down her loans.
It's scary to think about going to law school or grad school and coming out with $200,000 of debt on top of your, you know, $30,000 or whatever you have right now. I mean, this is not the only debt we have. I mean, college kids, we pay for cars, we pay for cell phones, we pay for parking passes. School is not our only expense.
The average student is expected to save $4,000 in interest payments. Supporters also claim the act is a way to reduce the national deficit. That's because graduates typically earn higher salaries and will pay more income taxes. President Bush is expected to sign it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.